Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
A couple days back, we did a story about the personal plates that couldn't use the word ass man, which is Osman, right?
Osman.
Yeah.
German.
Apparently, I get this text this morning from a guy that built my house. I'm not going to give him his name, but that was his daughter. Yeah, they wouldn't let her have ass man. Yeah, on her plate.
So she's married to an ass man?
You know, my apologies to my buddy, Jeff, because I just call you Jeff. But, yeah, you must be married to him, yeah, because his last name's not Osman. Yeah, or believe me, because I would have called him that.
Would she get boob guy instead?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they wouldn't let her use the word ass man. Yeah.
Who built your house, ass man?
Some ass man. Oh, you're an ass man, too. That's what I would say. Thank you, Jeff. What up, Craig? Oh, Nick's got a gig tonight. You want to see Nick do some comedy there?
Yes, I'll be at the Dubliner downtown at 8 p.m.
As opposed to what he does here every day. The Dubliner in Omaha downtown, what time?
Yeah.
8 o'clock tonight? 8 o'clock? Okay.
Do you love the surprise in his voice when he said that? Yeah. Oh, Nick's got a gig.
Well, I remembered it. I wanted to plug it for Nick.
Picture, weren't you hanging out at the Bone last night?
Yes, I went there for the Clash of the Comics.
Okay.
That was fun.
I thought I saw a recent picture of you and Richard out on the deck.
Yeah, we were out on the patio. It was fun. We hadn't done that in forever. There was a handful of people from the club and they were on the show. And it was nice.
Did you perform?
Laugh?
No.
I judged.
Oh, you judged
harshly.
How do you judge comedians when you're a comedian? I mean,
there are some times you're going through because they'll do.
You know,
the categories are like, you know, how the audience reacts, content, originality, stage presence.
Okay.
But there are some times where you'll be like, oh, that's pretty good. And then as it goes on, you're like, nah, better lower that a little bit. And it goes the other way, too, where you're like, somebody's, you know.
Where they get 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know some of these guys trying out? Because you're judging your buddies. That's a little tougher.
Yeah, I knew a couple of them.
Okay.
How many times does that 5 minutes just feel like a lifetime?
It really didn't last night. There are times where it feels like an eternity. Right, last night was a solid...
Solid 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, but there has been a couple where you're just like, oh, God.
Your friends think you're funny. All right.
You feel every one of your heartbeats. Like, you're not even on stage.
Mr. Evans, what's up?
Yeah, Richard closed it out. Some dude heckled Richard by saying, what's the meaning of life?
Oh, God.
He had a dude make a fart noise in the crowd, too. It was weird. Yeah. You're getting very strange heckles.
They got to be part of the show, man.
Yeah, but an adult just by making an audibly loud fart noise so the entire crowd could hear it,
You think it's everybody stuck inside for a year and they're starting to, you know, just make noises for no reason?
Hey, it's what I did at home for a year.
Me too, yeah.
No, I think they think they're the comments section and everybody wants to hear their comments.
They're helping you out.
Yeah. You can use this joke, man.
Right. It's always like people that are always just like, don't like the weather, wait an hour, hope you don't put that in your act. And don't worry about it.
Or when they give you a racist joke and say you can use that in your act.
Yeah.
Why
don't you use that?
That happened. We did a show outside of Sioux City and Richard, after the show, we're just having people, it was like a VFW there or something.
See, nobody pulls Richard aside and tells him a racist joke.
No.
Because he's a black man.
We don't know that.
This didn't end up being
we don't
rapist,
know that.
But we should have left right after this happened.
Well, you're one of the good ones. I'll tell you a good joke. Okay, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I trust you.
You'll understand. Go ahead.
So my daughter had been telling this joke about what kind of shoes do kidnappers wear. It's like white Vans.
Okay, yeah.
So after the show, Richard's trying to tell the joke to these people that we just met, but instead of kidnappers, he says rapists instead. He just messes up the joke.
Right.
What kind of shoes do rapists wear? This guy doesn't miss a beat, and he just points to his own shoes and goes, these?
Like, whoa.
Oh, damn.
Run away. Run away.
That's good
Red
material, though.
Red flag.
Right. He did punch it up.
Yeah, he did. Right. Like, okay.
Okay. These. Yeah, that's too quick. That's way too quick.
It was right away.
That's way too quick.
Did he win the Clash of the Clans?
That rapist had a good 5 minutes.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there's no plans to try and shoot down an errant Chinese rocket.
Yeah, I heard
over
that.
There, they just call it a rocket.
That's expected to plummet back to Earth. Well, in most places of the Earth where this thing might plummet, it's a Chinese rocket. It's an errant Chinese rocket.
Yeah, because it's going to hit here, right?
Maybe. Only in China. Yeah. But this could land anywhere.
Yeah, I saw this morning they said like U.S., Europe, China, Australia. We don't know.
New Zealand.
What time of day?
Yes.
Okay. They have that narrowed down, don't they?
Sort of. They're going to know a few hours before it comes down exactly where it's going
to
be.
I got that to worry about.
They say it's going to start coming down the 8th or the 9th, which is tomorrow or the next day.
Will most of it burn up in the atmosphere?
I can't answer that.
Maybe.
I tell you, you tell somebody else.
Where's the cinder block going to hit, though? See, that'd be my luck. Right through the roof. Cinder block.
They could have planned it better.
And one of these eventually is going to take out a house, and they're going to go, "Oh, it wasn't me." Well, yeah, but it was that guy. Yeah. You can't win a lottery, but a rocket hits your house.
Yeah,
somewhere on Earth.
Some dude having a crappy day. What's next?
Yeah,
an errant Chinese rocket.
That space junk lands in the middle of nowhere.
But you don't know.
Oh, no, sure.
Because
there's a chance.
Their houses, most of the world is not populated, but still.
That'd be the only people that could one up the folks in Denver who had the half of an engine, airplane engine drop in their yard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Spaceship. Ha!
A bill prohibiting vaccine passports is headed for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' desk.
God, she's horrible.
This would prevent state and local governments from issuing vaccination ID cards and would bar businesses from requiring vaccination proof from customers or visitors.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is amazing to me.
Yeah. Because she's horrible. She's horrible.
I can tell a customer I won't make them a cake.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But I can't tell them you need a vaccination.
Right. Well, that's what they say. She, the Drake Relays are happening, and that's a huge relay track meet in Des Moines. It's been famous for years. And Drake is saying limited of people, and she's bitching, but she has no power over them.
Good.
I saw the story last night.
Now, then, this bill does not ban employers from requiring workers to be vaccinated, so that at least there's that available
in Iowa. Yes, the employer can do that. It is well within the rights of an employer.
Well, what we're having is
to make that demand.
What is it of a business owner, too?
Yeah.
You got to be vaccinated to be in our studio from here on out. We're not going to put up with anybody that's not vaccinated. She's not going to do it. I mean, that's one thing we can't control is our studio.
Well, this whole thing has really brought out the worst in people.
If you're not going to allow businesses to ask people to be vaccinated to come in, you're just telling them, okay, well, then continue with your mask mandate then. You know,
but they're not going to do that either.
But I mean, businesses.
Right.
If that's going to be their only option.
What are they, a bunch of sheep?
They're going to say, okay, well, then you have to continue wearing masks in our business.
We love Dr. Mina. Love her. She's an expert, and we're not. But the thing that yesterday you could tell we were all kind of fighting with a little about was that I can't control everybody everywhere if they have the vaccine or not. I can control me getting the vaccine in my family, and we did. So she said, you can't go anywhere unless everybody's vaccinated. I said, I don't know those people, and I can't walk up to them.
Yeah, do I have to sit in the corner?
Well, you can't be anywhere.
Wait for 40% of the jackasses in this country to get vaccinated?
Well, she mentioned we should not be anywhere where people aren't vaccinated. I'm thinking, well, I met a guy the other night that is not vaccinated. I said, well, and I didn't leave. I said, man, you should get vaccinated, dude. He said, might kill you. Friend of ours. I'm not going to mention the name. And but, you know, it's not, I can't be responsible. It's just not possible.
But you can't force them to get the vaccine either.
No, I don't, but we don't know where people, we're all going to be places in the next 2-3 months where people won't be vaccinated, but I can't ask them. So how am I supposed to know? So I'm supposed to sit in my house?
You've done what you can do.
Yes. I can't just sit in my house. I did that.
What if you said, if you were to sit at your house and wait until enough people had the vaccine to get herd immunity, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. You're out. You're done.
Right. Right. But we can control the studio. Well, for a while there, the vaccinated guy wasn't allowed in the studio. That was.
We do things differently.
We do things differently.
Mm-hmm. When you said we could control the studio, I was just picturing like an out-of-control zany morning show. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're out of control.
But, you know, eventually you're going to have comedians back in, and I'm going to make sure they have to be vaccinated.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, in Kansas, they have added Colorado to their quarantine list. The State Department of Health and Environment yesterday removed New Jersey and New York and a few countries from their quarantine list. But now, if Kansans and visitors to Kansas, there are several quarantine things going on. Apparently, individuals needing to quarantine includes visitors and Kansans who have traveled on or before yesterday to Colorado or traveled on or after April 22nd to Minnesota.
That's not enforceable.
On or after April 8th to Pennsylvania or on or after March 26th to Delaware, Michigan, or Rhode Island, or attendance at any out-of-state mass gathering of 500 or more where individuals do not socially distance and wear a mask.
Right. How do you enforce that?
Yeah. And why not Texas, the red state right below them, and Oklahoma right below them?
The travel quarantine period is 7 days with a negative test result or 10 days without testing.
But see, nobody's doing that, Craig. You could.
I don't know what they're doing in Colorado.
The borders aren't closed.
Look what's happening.
The borders aren't closed. So if you drive from Pennsylvania to Kansas, you could just drive and go and just do stuff. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they enforce that.
Were you in Colorado? No.
No. You look high.
Because I am.
Yeah. But I got my weed here.
Yeah. Do they have a checkpoint at the border?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, by the way, when
they've
I was in
got
Denver.
Cameras. They know who comes in and out. They know who drives in and out of the state.
They are not going to be able to do that, Craig. Their trucks go through
no,
the state.
No, I'm not arguing
all the time.
This with you.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm just saying that they do. On a separate note, they know who goes in and out of the state because they have cameras.
Are they going to go to their houses and make sure they stay there for 2 weeks?
Two separate things.
Well, that's quarantining.
I don't know how they enforce it. I don't know that they are enforcing it. Yeah, well, they may just be suggesting it.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely suggesting it for sure.
There was a reporter for a Denver news station that I saw past weekend. And he traveled Interstate 80 through Nebraska.
Yeah.
And he talked about the drug checkpoint.
Yeah.
Drug dogs ahead. And just the legality of it all. You know, is it probable cause if a guy sees that and then pulls over? Is that probable cause to search your vehicle?
Shouldn't be.
And no, according to some lawyers, no, it's not.
Yeah, you could pull over for any reason.
Yeah. But a lot of guys get busted that way because they take this exit to nowhere because they see these signs.
What do you think some guys pull over just thinking they might have something they forgot in the car? Because,
you guys, we
talk about finding a baggie in your new members only jacket sitting in your closet for the winter.
Yeah. Check under that seat.
I'm going to pull over because I think there still might be something. It's like it's the same thing when a cop's behind you and you're sober and you have nothing in the car. You're still going, oh.
I've heard stories like there where people drop a joint in their car and can't find it. And then they get pulled over and the cop finds it 6 months later. And they're like, there it is.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody may have seen that sign and thought, well, there might be a joint in my backpack. I better pull over and check.
You know, the console of a car, I dropped a seal of Coke in the console of my car 100 years ago.
You say last week?
No, it was 100 years ago, a long time ago. And it was there for a couple weeks. I couldn't get to it. It was fell through a crack by the gear shift. And it was a five-speed. I'm thinking, it's there. So that was there for a while.
How'd you get it out?
Well, we ran out of Coke one night.
But the next time you ran
literally, out. Literally, I'm in my buddy's apartment. I go, dude, we got some tools. Took the whole console up, and it was laying in there. Pulled it out. But that's, again, it was lost, and it would have been there forever if I wouldn't have thought about it, you know?
So were you on coke when you went to take to remove the console, or did you have to remove it? It was like the beginning of the night.
Yeah, it was beginning. We wanted some. Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe
it wasn't a ton. It was like a little bit. Yeah.
Can't believe we ran out of Coke. Usually, we're pretty good about conserving that.
Don't do drugs, kids. That's back in the '80s when everybody did drugs.
It was wrong then.
Yeah, it was.
It does seem like less kids are smoking weed. I don't know if that's just because I see my kids and their friends and they're not smoking weed, so just assume that that's everybody.
You know, I don't know. I've asked my kids. They don't smoke it, but they know people that do. So I don't even. But I hate to be old man about weed, you know?
Yeah.
They don't smoke it. I know that. They're not into it. But I guess they know people that do.
Well, they know it's going to kill them.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do your friends smoke? What do they charge for an eighth?
In today's biology lesson, we travel to the warm coastal waters of Australia to learn about a worm called Ramacillus multicaudata, or the worm with many butts.
Whoa.
They live in sponges.
How many butts?
Many.
Many.
Well, what's many? Four, 5 to 6 or 2?
Or 100.
The creature is shaped somewhat like a tree with a single head and a body that branches over and over again. Keep in mind, in a sponge, that branches over and over again. Each branch has its very own anus. All the internal organs divide as well. The gut, the nerves, everything splits and runs the length of the branch.
So do all anuses get pounded on that worm?
When Ramacillus decides it's time to procreate.
Good choice, Craig.
It's called Ramacillus. Yes.
Good choice, Craig. Just move on.
Ramacillus.
So when Ramacillus. Like 40 times at the same time?
Oh, it gets better here. When Ramacillus decides to procreate, the branch ends basically convert into genitals. Filling with eggs or sperm. These reproductive units, or stolons, S-T-O-L-O-N-S, grow eyes with their own brains. When mature, the stolons detach and swim away their freshly acquired head and eyes, steering them to mate with the stolons of the opposite sex.
So their genitals have a mind of their own, is what you said?
A quote from Jake Bueller at Gizmodo said, "What started as a wriggling snarl of butts becomes a swarm of autonomous sex-seeking torpedoes."
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Like everybody's heaving in there.
Now, here's a mystery about these many-holed worms.
Yeah.
Three holes, no waiting.
Hundreds of holes, no waiting. Here's a mystery about these many-holed worms. No food has ever been found inside the worm's intestines. It's particularly baffling in an animal so rich in anuses.
Yeah. Why have 100 butts if you're not going to use them?
So that's today's biology lesson.
And you'd have to wipe forever.
You're right.
Get 100 butts?
Well, once you wipe the last butt, you got to go back and wipe the first one again, right?
Yeah, that is the worm with many butts, the Ramacillus multicaudata.
It's like when aliens come, I think they would look something more like this, because whenever you see them in movies, they look kind of like people.
Human eyes,
I think
right.
They'd be like a 100-butted worm.
I think you're right.
And I, for one, welcome our new 100-butted worm.
Is there a
overlords.
Picture of the Ramacillus?
Probably.
I love
yeah,
it.
It's not
I
that
love that it's Ramacillus.
It's not that impressive.
There's like 40 million butts getting rammed. It's called a Ramacillus.
That'd be a good name for a club.
What? The
Club Ramacillus. Hundreds of anuses.
All waiting for you. Cool. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.